Admiral General, I am here for your protection 24/7.
Okay.
But in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say, I hate Arabs.
Well, that's fine, because I'm not an Arab.
Well, you're all Arabs to me. The blacks, the Jews, those blue tree-hugging queers in Avatar. In fact, anyone from outside of America is technically an Arab.
Yeah.
Listen, while you're here, I highly recommend a visit to the Empire State Building before you or one of your sand monkey cousins takes it down.
Tree-hugging queer from Avatar. What an unsung movie.
John C. Reilly.
John C. God bless you. You have not seen The Dictator, yet you recognize that voice.
Man. I know him very well.
John C. Reilly is fucking amazing. John C. Reilly had the Vince Vaughn career trajectory where, like, a decade is him trying to be a serious actor. And he's like, screw it, I'm like this goofy, lurchy motherfucker. I'm 6'3". I'll never be any sort of romantic lead. I'm not particularly good looking. Let me just be this silly son of a bitch.
Actually, I think he does dramatic stuff still. Isn't he in that Roman Polanski movie?
I wouldn't put it past him. Yeah. He's a really solid dramatic actor.
He played Renee Zellweger's husband in Chicago.
I've never seen
yeah.
that.
I forgot about that.
Oh, Howie fails the homo
the
test. Howie, you
it was a
you
date.
Queer?
It was a date.
Really? What was his name? Slam dunk.
Damn. All right.
Serve
I give up.
And spike.
I want to say something right really dirty right now. I think he said it last week.
What?
Did he do the...
You literally just, like, kind of kissed the air in front of, like, your tit while your hand was in
I
front of it?
I didn't fake spit on the hand, like you said last week, like, the prison.
Oh, prison lube, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that has to be such a commodity in prison. Like, think about... I just upgraded back to normal Astroglide because a couple of weeks ago... While drinking with Howie, the story doesn't end up where you think it will. I'm drinking up with Howie.
And you guys got into some Astroglide.
Well, he was drinking. I think I was just eating nachos, which is my fat version of drinking. And by the end of it, I'm just like, I'm dumping the chick. And so as soon as I decide to do that, I then go to the CVS next door and buy lube because I know hard times are ahead. And I end up buying... We bring down the fucking music. I know it's going to end in 3 seconds, but screw it. So I end up getting... You know what? Let's do the intros. This is Papa's Basement, episode number God knows what. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I got Howard Highland. Howard Heasy. I'm sorry. There's your...
Thanks
you know,
again.
There you go. Now people won't know your last
so
name.
You're fucking lazy. You're not even going to bother to edit that
fuck
out.
Fuck no.
Just gonna it, go
it's
back and
it's spelled
turn that
like it
up.
Sounds. Just put the two words together and you can Google them. He never likes that. We've also got Arena Davinsky. I don't know how that's spelled.
Don't worry about it. I exactly. like to keep it that way.
It's spelled with a dollar sign. So you can bring the Jewish funny to the table.
Yeah.
That's well, good. Yeah. So we got the show's website. I need to add Arena to it. Howard had me pull him off it. So really, the show just brings you to me, but that's fine. It's inpapasbasement.com. The bitch who owns Papa's Basement apparently renewed it because that picture of the girl with a basement full of toys is back. Fuck you, lady who owns it. I don't know who you are, but you suck.
I'm lost.
The show's website is called In Papa's Basement because literally 2 months before I started the show, someone took papasbasement.com.
It's a lady who has toys in her basement.
It's just a picture, like this horrible artistic rendering of this ugly kind of stick figure girl in a purple dress. I've looked at it so many times and I think there's a drooling gray dog. And the girl's
creepy.
Like at the top of these stairs and then there's like toys under the stairs. I think there's like a clown. in the toys.
I'm sure we can find something at our house to shut something down.
Not like a live molester clown like it, like Pennywise, but just a clown toy. But then there's a dog that is alive. I'm going to go to Papa's basement right now and look to see how many of those things I got right. Because it reminds me of one of those challenges from Highlights magazine where it's like, stare at this and how much do you remember? Yeah, I've stared at that alone, late at night, angry a lot.
Yeah, no, it's like, sad. It doesn't really count because you are like a web version of a stalker. I mean, just you look at this and like, you basically want to kill this website. Like, literally, if it had a body.
We have girl. We have a Raggedy Ann, not a clown. We have the dog. We have the stairs. I'll turn it around for you, Rena. Rena's coming around to take a look for the first time at Papa's basement. You can testify to the horrible art and just general creepiness of the site.
It's actually not that creepy.
My favorite part is that your listeners right now are going to all Google this and then help
drive
it move
up.
Its ranks. Yeah.
Fuck that.
You're
Don't
welcome.
Look at it.
That's my favorite counterproductive aspect of you ever talking about this other website.
Go to In Papa's Basement 100 times for every one visit. If you've gone to Papa's Basement already, click on In Papa's like 5 times to fix that shit in the whole Google popularity contest. But
you know,
In Papa's
like,
Basement.
She only has a side up because you keep coming there. She's like, someone's obviously interested.
Yeah, I That's found so out funny. Like on the latest re-up. She just re-upped it, and it like she didn't cough up the extra money to keep her shit private. So I have her phone number and email address now,
oh,
and I emailed her. I was like, what the hell are you doing with this bitch?
People have my phone number and email then? What?
Oh, people, they have my old address back when I lived outside my home, like an adult male.
I hate that, like, when you get a register for a website, they're like, you can pay extra.
Yeah, oh, I'm such a Jew at heart, so I'm like, fuck that. Let the stalkers come. I'll buy a knife for the extra $3 a month.
I think I was smart, though, and I gave him a fake number. I was, like, on the phone with people, and I was like, they're going to call me? Well, then let me give you this number.
No, that's my legit info. If you who is me, you can get my private cell number. Have at. I've also linked to my locksmith website, which has my real cell number. Who gives a shit? Once in a blue moon, people use it. I don't care.
If you're locked out.
I'm not big enough to care. I've had maybe 3 people in the years we've done this. By the way, this ends the month. August 2012, 5 years of Papa's Basement at this point. So this is yet another. Yeah. Had we really been professional and over 5 years, it still hasn't happened. So I'm guessing by year number 10, we're not going to have changed our tune. But we would have celebrated this a bit more in the course of the month. But yeah, August 30th, this will be the last in the whole 5th year anniversary of recording.
Oh,
just want to toss that out there.
What a great month to be celebrating.
Yes. Yes. So much fun has gone on this month. Like I said, I even bought the wrong jack-off lotion.
Oh, no.
While you were heading home to deal with your own wreckage of your breakup.
Yeah.
I was buying the horrible kind of lube. Now, for those who, I don't know, are experts in the lube department, the homosinuals that listen to the show maybe, or expert level masturbators who don't just buy hand lotion, which is just horrible for the job.
Which category you actually do fit in?
I've upgraded from the hand lotion masturbators because I had been buying CVS lotion, been buying that on my own, just CVS brand hand lotion for a long time.
The hand lotion?
Yeah.
That's what you're using to
tug
your rug?
I did for a long time, and it's horrible because it would congeal really quickly. And it was like jacking off with barbecue sauce or something after a while.
I don't understand.
There was zero viscosity.
I stepped up
to Astroglide. And Astroglide's the best thing ever. Like,
if you get the right one.
Well, yeah, exactly. They make apparently 2 types. And the type you want.
Is one for like butt sex or something?
You journeyman masturbators at home. I definitely defiled someone in her bad place with it. It works for that purpose.
You can find his number at...
I beat you to the punch. I beat you to the pronoun punch, bitch. I said her. But I will say this about the product, though. As slippery as you think it is when it comes to anal, always use more. You know the Jaws tagline, we're going to need a bigger boat? That's anal with lube. We're going to need more lube. I remember
and
being in there.
And always more alcohol.
Well, no, not so much alcohol. That
not
could,
for you.
That could end horribly. You know, if they're too doped up and don't have their central nervous system good and clenched up, yeah. I don't need a Jack Daniel's shit all over my chef.
Oh, jeez.
So
I can't even drink this water now.
The Astroglide you want is a clear bottle. You can see all the happy sauce inside it with a purple lid. And you can get the CVS brand knockoff. It's the same thing. You know, the same way they sell you the Tylenol. And it's like, hey, look, this is our version of Tylenol. But the active is the same as the main. Like, CVS should do that with their Astroglide. Be like, you'll come the same. Just... And you'll save a couple dollars.
It's not like the little thing, like, compared to
exactly.
name brand.
Time how quickly you come with Astroglide.
Might give you syphilis, though.
No, it's not made by, like, those Indian kids that clean the needles by hand. We're fine.
Oh, I read something interesting about syphilis. 300 porn stars are being treated for syphilis. They had to shut down the productions.
Oh, one like of those times days. Where they shut down the valley?
Yeah.
Oh, those are always sad days.
Now it's just the Silicon Kids.
Because now they're talking about, like, I thought there was an attempt in California to require porn stars to use condoms now.
They've been trying that a long time, man.
Yeah, it I just comes and like goes.
A law now.
I'm sorry.
Is it official? Because they'll just move to another state. Like, that's always been the thing. Like, it's just, hey, we can go somewhere else and do this. You don't have to keep this in Cali.
There are broken women in other areas.
Have you watched porn recently? They have condoms on.
No, how's it going lately?
Sorry, Mom.
I don't get condom porn.
It's weird.
I don't
I gotta
like
be honest.
It.
Like, I understand it promotes responsibility, but at the same time, I'm like...
That's kind of weird.
This is not what I'm used to.
Takes all the dirty away.
Takes the romance out of it, yeah. The sexy.
I'm just like, because they have to stop for a second after they make out, you know, like, think about it. Like, do I really want to do this?
I don't like it.
Yeah,
simple
just,
as that.
It's bullshit. It's like, it's PG-13 suddenly.
Yeah, exactly. And I get it. Like, some guys have gone on record saying, you know what you just need to get rid of? There was a fucking... I talked about this article before on air, and it is to this day the greatest opinion piece I've ever read, because I can tell you what the guy's point was, what the title of it was, and the line that was repeated about 7 times throughout it: no more anal cream pies. And that was literally just the crux of his argument. He was like, you know how you spread AIDS? Anal cream pies. And then just in big bold letters after that, no more anal cream pies. And then you talk about the statistics for like AIDS transmission via just vaginal sex. And he'd be like, yeah, but even hetero performers, when they blast inside someone's ass, yada, 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 AIDS rates go through the roof. No more anal cream pies.
Else.
Just Google no more anal cream pies. There's no way it isn't in the top like 3 hits.
Oh, God.
I can't remember what the fuck. It's just a porn director. Like a skinny fucking white guy with glasses and long hair, and it's just called No More Anal Cream Pies.
When you're going to say, you know what we can't have any more of in porn, I was going to say porn directors, because I'm not really sure like what their point
is. No, no, directors accomplish a lot, trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me, like a movie set without a director, it'd just be amateur porn, like one camera and nothing would happen. Or people would fuck and it'd be at horrible angles.
So you're saying this guy's a genius and we need to follow the No More Anal? We got to start like a change.org petition.
It's a bold thing to put out there. Yeah. Sorry.
I do wish some of our politicians were that honest. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, how much easier would life in America be if we just got some like straight talk?
Well, what a gross act, period. Like, love porn. I watch so much porn. I don't get like anal gaping and stuff when like a chick has a fucking 50-cent piece. Hole, you know, between her butt cheeks, and the guy's like hawking in it and stuff, and you know, like, that's not sexy to me. Yeah. I don't get that. Yeah. I don't like the anal cream pie because the girl's forced to produce to prove she was cream pied, and it just sounds like she's shitting. It's like, and this stuff comes out dribbling, and like, even on a porno shoot, I can't tell you how many times it comes out like kind of tannish, you know, like a Coke Slurpee or something.
Oh,
you're like,
gosh.
Oh my God, I know what colored that. There's nothing sexy about that.
This is funny, but I can't like laugh while I'm making a face like this.
No, it's like, I don't get butt stuff in porn. I'm not that big on it. Like,
Just, I never would have had to go to sex ed if someone just gave me that piece of information. Right? Use a condom.
No more anal cream pies. Yeah, exactly. No more anal cream pies. It's easier than the Ten Commandments. It's just what do I do in bed? No more anal cream pies.
You know, kids can see porn when they're 12 on their parents' iPads.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah.
Shit, we would have figured it out at age 10 if we were kids right now.
At least now they can learn.
I wouldn't have been jacking off to Macy's ads till I was 12 or 13. Just Victoria's Secrets would come to the. Not my house, thank God.
What, did you go to your neighbor's mailboxes, steal their
No, we had literally out of all the moms, this is why the MILF phenomenon just blindsided me. We had one mom who was even skinny enough to wear Victoria's Secret. And she wasn't particularly hot either. So it wasn't oh, fuck yeah, Mrs. Hoffman wearing this shit.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I didn't need that image. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, no.
That just ruined my night.
Oh, no, it was great. Fucking put on this shit and tell me what I overpaid for.
Dude, she ran the computer lab and we did Oregon Trail and terrible.
a little Jewish dirty talk. Tell me, remember, my grades could have been better. Yeah.
Oh my god. My night's ruined because now all I can do is imagine what she looks like.
She wasn't particularly bad looking. I mean, for moms, like I said, out of every mom I knew, she's kind of the only skinny one.
I mean, but this is not inaccurate, but this is...
She wasn't sexy. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like you had some burning desire to bang Mrs. Hoffman.
Never thought of it till just now, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, but she was the only one in our entire group that got Victoria's Secret catalogs, so that's who we stole them from.
I bet Mrs. Hoffman could use a banging now. She's probably been reading that 50 Shades of Grey.
I wouldn't. That was a little aged. How long ago are we talking Mrs. Hoffman contact at this point?
Oh, geez.
15 years?
Yeah, it's been a while. So I would say she's got to be senior citizen by this point.
Ooh, I wouldn't. That's a little harsh, but she's not going to be an object of desire.
No,
we
gotta
stop talking about you banging old ladies on this show.
I gotta talk about banging someone, otherwise we'll just get to the fucking lube that I wasted $10 on. The CVS brand, not Astroglide. Well, it's Astroglide's other product, which looks almost like a hand lotion. You can't see through it in the bottle. It's just a white tube. Steer clear of that stuff. It comes out like rubber cement. I had to get a water dish to dip my hand in every 5 seconds to keep this stuff working. And eventually I was like, what have I been reduced to? I'm like a fucking kid leafing through a comic book, licking his finger every 5 seconds to flip the page. Just, no, I've got an income. I can masturbate in peace. This is the one shred of adulthood that I can cling
to. Then go to a real adult store and get some real lube. Stop buying that CVS shit.
No, Astroglide's great. Astroglide's the best. I mean, not that I'm some sort of jack-off connoisseur. This is like the guy telling you that Barefoot wine from the fucking Greenbrier Giant that he buys for $10 a bottle is the best on earth. Hell, it's good for Giant.
For a box of that shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's great for Giant. I don't know if in the pantheon of wines it actually rates. I don't know if there's a dedicated masturbation underground. I've never gone that far. I've mastered the basic technique, and that's taking me pretty far.
You're not even into the good porn. Now I know what's up.
I'm good on the porn. Yeah. My porn tastes for all they should be are pretty innocent. I do not get into the really kinky shit. I like amateur girls naked. Yeah. That is the extent of I want to have seen you on the street and not approached you because I'm a horrible coward. But then I want to see you naked on your computer. I want to know, we both have social phobias. You ran home and shot down the black guys that were trying to pick you up, and I ran home because I couldn't talk to you, and then you're naked later and I'm jerking to it later. That's
she's really... damaged enough to make porn but not too damaged, she's been in the biz for too long.
Well, exactly. I don't want actual, I'm going to fuck a stranger, because then once a girl crosses that threshold, I mean, not to say I wouldn't fuck someone who's been in porn. Technically I have, but I mean, they were never, I've been with a couple chicks that did adult sites. Right. Not, yeah, but it was, I think they were kind of just posing with boyfriends at the time or shit like that. It wasn't they were getting banged out by Lex Steele. and guys in the biz. It was just like broke-ass chicks trying to make a site happen, and I just happened to dong them out, too.
That's smart, though. Smart, and yeah, we're in a recession and stuff, so.
Oh, it was a long time, too, the actual porno girls. And again, they're mostly legit chicks. I don't think either of them ever got their sights off the ground. It was kind of just like a bunch of, like, here's pictures of me balling the boyfriend. I'm like, oh, that's great. Now we can do it.
Yeah.
My friend's cousin was actually a porn star. She won like an AVN award for best anal scene.
Oh, I was gonna say, which scene did she win for?
I don't remember.
Best EP.
I don't want to say her name, but
give her stage name. She'd appreciate that.
No, she won't, because she's like a born again Christian.
Oh,
and,
they
like,
always.
Oh
they
my
always
god,
do that.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck her.
Well,
if she's so cool with the J man. She won't mind it. What was her name? Because I'm going to look her
up
later.
I really don't remember it, but I'll give you my friend's name later. I'll actually text my friend and find out.
The stage name?
my friend's other friend's boyfriend found the footage, and he, like, just put it on. He's like, oh, this cousin? And, like, we're like, what? And the girl looks just like our friend.
Oh,
and we're
wow.
like, oh, no, that's not okay.
I've never lived that dream where I find someone I knew. Like
the porn doppelganger of someone you have a crush on. That would
not
be
just that, like someone actually posing naked that I know who is just like, oh, here are my tits. Although that's kind of like a phenomena with the younger generation. The kids on Reddit gone wild. Just Google that, all you guys who want to treat at home. Reddit gone wild. Everyone hears about Reddit today because like Obama was on it yesterday. Fuck that. I mean, that's fine and all. Go to Reddit for gone wild. You'll have a blast. greatest website ever. Reddit gone wild. But no, the closest I've ever come to like a porn encounter in real life, there was a chick who went to George Washington. And this was in the day. Do you remember this? I don't know if you really like were a thorough masturbator like me and you're just into porno culture at the time. Back when there wasn't porn everywhere, there were certain... They weren't torrents back then. It was more like the Napster / LimeWire setup where you would just get a file. And I think there was a chick named Libby Holler. There was maybe like
what a name.
8 of these videos exactly. What a slut just from the name. So there's like 8 of these videos in existence at the time of like college girls who got naked for their boyfriends. And the boyfriends were like, this is the greatest shit on earth, and just uploaded it to Napster. Either that, or do you remember Napster used to crawl your hard drive? And it would be like, here are all your media files. Let's share them.
Oh,
and
right.
So
yeah.
You would hit up anyone's hard drive and just been like, okay, what are their AVI files?
Yeah.
What are their MOVs? Let's see if we get some gold. And
like, this is people's personal files?
Well, you would sign into Napster. And if you didn't limit to be like, all right, go to /MP3s. It would search your entire hard drive for media files, which included videos.
Oh, crap.
And I believe JPEGs as well. I think picture files were included. But who the fuck wants to download those one at a time? I don't remember JPEGs being sent through Napster or LimeWire. But I do remember AVIs. And that was always, too, like if you knew a chick and she was like, here, let me send you this great new band. And you're like, yeah, let me see your hard drive. And you would instantly just like comb to see if there's like some sort of video of her just getting off for the boyfriend. And you're just like, fuck yes. I will not look you in the eye for a week. Libby, there was Libby Holler. I'm trying to remember who else. There's about 4 of these videos in existence for several years. Now everyone has a fucking sex video. I mean, famous people have sex videos. It's just a rite of passage.
Some people become famous because of their sex
exactly.
videos.
Exactly. We'll get to those horrors in a minute. We'll tie into that subject
talk
about in a bit.
About me like that.
No. No. But
we should just edit that part out. That was terrible.
the joke that died. It'll have company. Let the show go on. Libby Holler and one of these girls. What are you showing me?
I tried to Google her. It says, whatever happened to Libby Holler? That's like the only thing that came
I know, because there's guys that came to Libby Holler in 2002 who fucking can't let it go. That was like their online girlfriend. They're like, what do you think happened to Libby? And it's like, I'll fucking let you know. She was naked at 19 back in 2000. I'm sure Libby's fucking married with kids.
Definitely changed that name when she got married.
Oh, she was, I believe, a Rutgers student.
Is
so like, that's right. Libby Holler. That's fucking Libby Holler. That is a screenshot from the Libby Holler video.
That's rough.
H-O-E-L-E-R.
She's She's got brown hair and small boobs, but she's like hot. But she's like 19-year-old hot.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like a college kid. You're like, holy shit, this is a girl I could be going to class with, and she's fucking naked.
Yeah.
It was mind-blowing. I mean, to anyone that wasn't actually fucking college girls, because not that I have game then, but I definitely don't have game. Or what are you putting on? Are you bringing up Libby?
Well, something else popped up. I'll show it to you, but I didn't want to look directly at it because I don't want to get pink eye.
Just bring up Libby.
I'll show you what it was. Right.
Some gaped anus stuff. I told you. I'm not a fan.
Penis.
It was something about Libby Holder. Keep talking. I'm looking this up.
But now, nowadays, like, I mean, it seems every high school now has, oh, this is the girl who had a nude photo circulated to everybody in the school.
They just get out.
I like that the picture before it is cooking with Libby, and then it's that.
Yeah, Libby Holler bent over and diddling herself.
Wow. That's kind of
I mean, I remember there was four parts to that video. I remember all four. One, she was in a fucking bath towel and the bath towel comes off. Oh, I sent Libby Holler to everyone. I had one friend, Pat Zito. Good old Pat was just as big a masturbator as me. And he was the only guy where I was about to send it. Or I was just describing it. I'm like, dude, have you seen this? He's like, yeah, you mean Libby Holler? I'm like, fuck yeah! They were both just like high-fiving over IM. But at George Washington, there was one of these girls, one of the Libby Holler type girls, who I think her fiance, he gave, you know, fucking 20-year-olds engaged. How does this end? Of course,
yeah.
She was cheating on him. So what does he do? He releases this video of him bawling her out. And it was just great because it was a bunch of shots of her on campus before you cut to her getting fucked. And Nas's Uchiwali was playing in the background. And apparently, this girl got laughed off campus. Hold on, I'm gonna find fucking Uchiwali.
That's so smart. I want to ask you so many questions about this, but I guess.
But apparently, the girl got laughed off fucking campus because everyone would be in the elevators with her and just be like, Uchiwali, Wali, Uchibang, you know.
I love that song.
That's awful.
I can just sing it for you if you want.
It's the worst fucking song yet. I'll take that beat.
We live in D.C. It's the go-go way.
Hold on. Let's
put your one leg up, babe.
Yeah, motherfucker. That shit.
I guess this is not the clean version.
Ooh. Come on. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Over the
fucking
top.
Is this Little Kim?
Oh, does she have some mix of it?
Is that her?
No, I think that was just the shitty intro to it. He really fucked my coochie. Yeah.
I think she said pop my coochie.
Whatever. Dirty slut, either way. So this girl would just walk around campus and everyone's screaming Uchiwali at her. And that's the closest I came to any involvement in that sort of online.
In a porn circle.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I was one of the guys that screamed Uchiwali, Uchi Bang Bang at you.
Well, it was just funny. Like, I was new to campus, and I just remember it was kind of one of those things people would forward to you.
Oh, right.
It was like, okay, here's your disk to get your email. Here's your key. Here's the link to the video of the girl that got fucked and went to GW. It was just part of the care package.
Thanks, RA.
Yeah.
They take care of you. They take your beer, but they take care of you.
All right, guys. So there you go. That's my porno rant and lube and all that shit. It only took half the show. So, Phil, hold on. We've got an outline.
I do have a female favorite porn star, but maybe you should save that for next
Who?
Week.
Oh, I'll tell you mine right now.
She's actually done an anal cream pie.
Oh, that's slut.
But she's really hot. Her name is Flower Tucci.
I definitely know the name. She doesn't stick out to me. I definitely know the name Flower Tucci because it sounds like
she's
Stanley
really
Tucci's slut daughter. Hold on, I'm gonna punch up Flower Tucci.
She's
real
like
fast.
Italian something and like French, and she's like a cake decorator. I'm like decorator. I'm such a girl. I like
cool.
I like find out their bias. Yeah. Like they're like JTT or something.
It's kind of cool that porn is becoming more mainstream. Where you kind of go. And
it hasn't. This was the same fucking talk during Jenna's reign in like 96, where it was like, oh, it was more mainstream then. I mean, porn stars then were getting like all sorts of like movie little cameos.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Everyone knew Jenna Jameson in 96. Fucking, right. You ask someone on the street who goddamn Gianna Michaels is, even though she's like huge in porn, they'd be like, huh? Who? Like, I don't think just everything. Yeah, exactly. Well, go to freeones.com and have fun for a
Will that give me and my computer a virus?
No, free ones is good. My computer's rife with viruses because of various porn tumblers. Just never go to a porn tumbler, because then you keep going to other tumblers and eventually one of them's going to be rife with that shit.
Yeah.
Usually the Russian ones.
I don't know which one. It was very quick. It was like by the third Tumblr thing, all of a sudden, it's like, what's wrong with my computer? Suddenly the keyboard's not responsive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the outline, shall we?
Yes.
Because I know Howie wants to do his thing. He's looking
at me. I'm good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to get to my shit.
We should get into that. It is the season.
Tis the season.
All right.
To talk football.
We've got Chris Humphreys. That's why you were waiting. That was the pregnant pause. We've got Chris Humphreys doing something allegedly. Allegedly. See, I'm going to act professional.
There's insider sources.
Allegedly covering my ass.
Whatever. Is this a 20th century lady? Everybody's already heard this story. Like, you can't pretend like they don't know what's up. The people at home, I think.
I don't think everyone's obsessed with like celeb gossip like me. Fucking little Richie Killiam will crack on me all the time for being into that shit, and then he'll talk about magic cards.
Yeah, I guess that is true. Hey, he doesn't really.
I bet you use it to just pick up chicks.
No, I genuinely like it. Well, I genuinely enjoy the writing on what would Tyler Durden do.
Do you genuinely like it and enjoy it? Like, guys generally like the Call Me Maybe song just so they can bang chicks.
It's what, fucking 12-year-olds? I mean, I don't think anyone listens to that song to get chicks.
They play it everywhere. And I was just like, I know girls that are like adult girls, have their shit together. But I was like at my friend's birthday party recently, and she started blasting that song. And I was like, really? And I was like, guys are probably out there banging chicks, just like going, here's my number, call me maybe. Like,
I enjoy that song, I have to admit it, but I don't look at it that way, because I just tend to come up with as many fucked up lyrics as I can.
And you just failed the gay test.
What?
Hold on, guys.
No, I'm telling you. It's funny. Like, okay, hey, I just met you.
I'm
going to
let you
crazy.
Guys actually riff. You two can hold this shit down for about 30 seconds. I got to do some big boy work crap.
Sure.
During the show, because we don't have commercials. So once in a while.
We'll talk about
you got
it.
Maybe. You got we need it to.
No, but I'm telling you, like, it's fun coming up with alternative lyrics. It's really easy for that song. My favorite so far is, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my butthole, touch my pee-pee. No, I'm sorry, what? Eat my butthole, touch my pee-pee.
My favorite one was, like, this girl with, it was four pictures of her, and the first one was, she's like, just, you know, it's above her, like, chest, and she's like, how does it go? Here's my number. I know. Hey, I just met you. And then the next one, she's like, this is crazy. And she's just cute. And then, like, the third one, she's pointing at her pregnant belly. And she goes, and I'm pregnant. And then she's like, points at, like, the person taking the picture. And she's like, and it's your baby.
Damn it.
That was, like, the best one I've ever seen.
No, it's just there.
I'm so sick of, like, everyone making, like, remaking the song. Like,
I'm tired of that, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
Like, every football team. Like, come on, dude. Like, how terrible is your practice? You know you're listening to gangster rap.
I just met you, and this is crazy. Get in my van. I'm a rapist. There's some parody to that effect. It's, I do like the ones that break the meter. I feel that's ballsy.
Get in my van. I'm going to get you pregnant with my baby.
Eat my butthole. Touch my pee-pee. I think that's a winner.
You would be the coolest kid on the playground for weeks. So we've got Chris Humphreys doing certain things to a certain girl, and Howard wants to talk NFL. You want to talk quarterback specifically. I love that he's bringing prep to this bitch. What are you bringing? Arena? Nothing. Dicking off on an iPad.
She brought Chris Humphreys, my friend. We would not have known.
No, I have
the news with Jersey Shore being canceled.
Yeah, and then I was like, so, do you actually watch it? Like, no. Howard says no. Great. We really could have riffed on that bitch for a while.
We like ourselves, so we don't watch the Jersey Shore.
My brother loves it, and Will relishes being above things, and yet he cannot get enough Jersey Shore, and I will never understand why.
And yeah, because, like, half my family lives in Jersey, and I'm like, oh, I just can't hear the arguing and that damn accent anymore. And you're all drunk. Like, they're not even using real words. Like, what? And then there's a midget just shitting through the house. Okay, so I stole that from somewhere, but that was really funny.
They had a midget? There was a midget on the show? Real?
Yeah, the little one.
Snooki.
Oh, Snooki. No. What shit hack female comic? That's 100% a chick comic line. Who'd you steal it from?
What fucking?
It was actually like from one of the like websites that rips on celeb news. And then it was actually like a comment from someone.
Oh God, that's like.
I mean, one of my friends said it.
All right, Howie, you want to do quarterbacks, or are we doing hump first? Because we can do hump in about 10 minutes, and then
why not
25 minutes quarterback, whatever you want to do.
Let's do QBs, man.
Let's do QBs. All right,
let's
Howie.
Talk about the NFL season.
You know what? I like it when I get to be the bitch on the show, and I just get to throw my fucking ankles up, and I'm like, all right, do it. Make the sex happen.
Okay. I mean, we got a passing league now.
I'm sick of, you know, I wear out my goddamn quads and my my fucking back muscles and shit. I do all the work. Get on top.
Don't forget about the Lombard support.
Yeah, let me get on top.
Both you fuckers used to actually, or you are still at a sports station, right? So
no. We both use.
No, we're both
great.
All right,
so we can both just diss that
fucking
hole known as a piece of shit that I don't listen to anymore.
You can give out the call letters. I don't. 106.7, The Fan. That's where she and I used to work in D.C. I've got no particular beef with them other than the horrible, horrible pay.
I just,
I also have a gripe about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of shitty to pay an adult 8 to 10 an hour and then be like, why can't you take this more seriously? I took it as seriously as I could for as long as I could.
Well, we don't need to name drop. But
no, that would go a little too far. Yeah.
I'll just say, like, some of the content on that station. I drew a line about a week ago where I had these two fucking morons that they're not like the big names at the station, but these two guys were actually having a serious conversation for the entire area to hear. They're saying, I don't wear a seatbelt. Everyone I know who's been in a serious accident that was wearing a seatbelt died. You always hear about the guy who lives that didn't wear the seatbelt.
Nice rock impression.
I just lost it. I lost it. I was like, I'm never listening to the station again.
Oh my God.
These morons deserve to be sued for giving out the worst fucking
I was
like,
gonna say,
misleading
that's like
information
actual
ever.
Blood on your hands.
Because I used to work for an insurance company. I'm just like, what you said is so ignorant. Like, I don't even want to have to call in and correct you. Like, what you're describing.
I shouldn't have to, yeah.
Yeah. I was so mad when I heard that.
I don't think many lawyers listen to that station.
Actually, you did have, a lot of lawyers, and they kind of did the Howie thing where they love to chime in when they actually know legally what the fuck is going on. It's just their little niche.
No, like, our
lives
are
the same way, like, I'm a locksmith, so whenever I see lock picking or, like, safe cracking on a movie, I'm like, that's bullshit. Let me tell you how it actually works. To this day, I've seen, maybe once I've seen real lock picking on fucking TV. I won't get into it because that is as niche and boring as it can fucking get. But it takes more than one piece to pick a lock. You can't just shove in one object and it turns in 3 seconds. Fucking X-Files is the worst. Mulder? Holy shit. Why didn't they just have him work like the Fonz and fucking bump the side of the door with his ass and it just opened? That would be more fucking realistic than what he did. All right, rant over. Continue.
But yeah, no, I figure like I just... The problem with most sports stations, I'm not going to single out JFK, but the problem with most sports coverage is like it's just this closed circuit. Everybody talks to each other, and they all say the same shit over and over again. It's unavoidable.
I totally agree. Even when they don't like know what's going really anything about that sport or that issue, they still think like, oh, well, we're going to have people listen, so we need to chime in on that. And half the time, it's like, you just shouldn't have. Just, like, talk about something you're actually passionate about. Like, you hear that there's no passion in it.
Yeah.
And that's my gripe, too, with it.
So, I just figure we can talk about, like, why the NFL's in the shitter. Because, to me, it's not the same sport it used to be. And I'm fucking tired of listening to sports radio, like, basically act like a bunch of heroin addicts. Where it's just like, oh, football's back.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just like, whatever happened to days where, like, it was just ground and pound. Like, whatever happened to the running game?
It was boring as shit, so the NFL got rid of it.
Did you just say that? Do you really mean that?
It's not as spectacular as a long pass. I am everything you hate, an NFL fan, sir.
No, you really are. Because
I'm
going to
put that out there.
I want to look. Randy Moss is like one of my favorite players of all time. I do love a good, deep, long pass.
Mm-hmm.
Passing game can be fun, but it dominates the game in a way that is unhealthy. It's not football. It's
always going to be football, but I know what you're saying. It is an old school football, and the rules changes in the last couple of years, especially now that they're scared shitless of concussion lawsuits in the league. and people, like casual fans, are coming to it more and more. And women, I think women especially, in their little pink jerseys, they want to see the fucking cute quarterback, the Tom Brady's and shit, and the Aaron Rodgers, like, throw the fucking long ball and get a touchdown.
Yeah,
and touchdowns are exciting because then we see, like, dances and shit. So let's get more of those. And it's a fantasy football league now, too, so we need more fucking scoring.
I just, I.
That's it. If you're into fantasy football, you're more of the problem than me just admitting I like seeing fucking touchdowns.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that because I do play fantasy football.
Okay. I think the league is doing what it can. It doesn't try to dwell quite so much on the fact that fantasy football is like a, what, like quintillion dollar industry?
You know, because it's always been
oodles a year for them now.
Once upon a time, like, drafting running backs mattered in fantasy. For those who play, it's just,
well, for
it doesn't
a long time. Have the rules changed so much that you still don't want the quote unquote stud running back? I hate using the term stud because it sounds like a horse that's about to fuck your woman.
It depends on your league, like,
or
I think
mayor.
Some of the,
I don't know.
Yeah,
just you can always set it up so that there's scarcity. Basically, I don't want to be like a huge.
I always thought, even recently, it was like, oh, I can't wait to get my fucking hands on Adrian Peterson and all that jazz.
Yeah, actually, running backs, like, I made my Super Bowl last year in fantasy because I had, like, a sick quartet of running backs, and that was the main reason, is, like, I literally, for some reason, got four of the top six running backs in my draft.
Now, if the league's gotten so quarterback-centric, and I don't care how fucking boring this is to listen to, if you're listening to this show, you get what you deserve. Shut up. Just sit through it. It'll be funny again in a minute. What's the scoring for quarterbacks that they, like, they obviously fucking throw more touchdowns? Is it that the touchdowns are assigned to the receiver who got it and not the quarterback that threw it?
I never join leagues that put too much on the quarterbacks. You can adjust the scoring system. So what I only join leagues where you adjust down for quarterback stats, because if it's just based on, like, what they actually do yardage-wise and touchdown-wise, they're basically half the scoring in fantasy football. So you have to, like, adjust it. Like, there are ways to, like, modify it so that it's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I just don't like the way that we are now, like, a pure passing league. And there's no more. Like,
well, everyone, especially in the Pro Football Talk, like, comments and articles, are like, oh, it's flag football now.
It is. It's ballet out there.
Well, you know,
I don't know about that.
If
they're,
you don't
want
to watch it, fucking turn it off. I don't know what to say. I'll
gut.
Still drink that shit.
Up the gut, I'm still impressed as
like
hell by what,
it's
like,
still
the
to drink and watch football.
No more anal cream pies, Howard. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, look, offensive linemen, linebackers, defensive line, love that shit. That's the best part of football. It's just the guys on the outside.
It is if you're, like, a student of the game, and I enjoy a lot of games that work that way, but the league has changed. Like, if you, like, especially when Gibbs was around for the second tenure with the Skins, and it was like fucking getting Portis to, like,
oh,
do
God.
3 yards and shit.
They're like, just,
and then you see, like, Tom Brady come out and just do a first down every, like, goddamn pass. It's like, gee, which one of these is, like, the way to go now? It was just sad.
I don't know. I still think you can run the ball. I think Baltimore has, like, one of the best young running backs right now. And, I mean, obviously they're going to go to the air more with Flacco, but let's talk quarterbacks for real. Now that everybody's talking quarterbacks are, like, what you got to have. We had, what, 5 quarterbacks drafted that are going to be starting?
And
5 rookies.
5 in the first round? Or no?
There's 4, right? Was it 4?
Well, there's Griffin, there's Luck. I mean, Kirk Cousins, like, is third string, but...
Well, he was third round. He's second string. Or no, he was fourth round, right?
Wilson?
Kirk Cousins?
Oh, Cousins is fourth,
because he's not starting, right? Is he starting?
No, Ryan, what's his name? What is it
Ryan
for the Seahawks?
Tannehill.
There's Tannehill. Seahawks cat was... Third round.
He was third round. And then the fifth guy who's starting is Whedon.
Whedon was first round. Yeah. He was, what, 21st or 28th?
Something like that.
Yeah. Some
who's
shit
he playing
like
for?
That.
He's with Cleveland.
He's the old motherfucker, like 28.
Oh, yeah. And he's, like, just got drafted, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's some win now shit right there. What was his story again? Like, he was a...
He played baseball.
Oh, was that it? Yeah. Okay. I always wonder how much... of it is age when these guys are all done by like 33 or whatever. I always wonder how much is age and how much is just the body can only take X years of getting the shit pummeled out of it.
Oh, it's definitely the second one, because you see like 33-year-olds that are totally fine.
I'm kind of with you. Like, Vic came back and just was insane for a year, because even though he didn't do shit in prison, I guess he ran around the yard a little like a fucking little caged dog.
But he just plays so tough. Like, his body actually got to heal.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. His body was intact again, and he looked like insane. And then he's done, what, two full years in the league now, or no?
Well, last year he had a tough year because it was his second year back.
Yeah, he's starting to get the shit beat out of him again. He's not going to be as impressive as he was that first year back, and it's not because he's old. Like, if you gave Vic a whole year off and let him come back, he'd look godly again.
I got the Eagles winning the NFC. What?
You know, let me do that again.
You disagree?
Yeah, please.
Let me do that again.
Wait, how are they going to win? Brian Westbrook just retired yesterday. I was like, really? You're going to announce they're retiring?
Who you got? Who you guys got? NFC. Don't say the Redskins.
I don't know. Like, probably the Giants. Let's be real.
They were 9-7. I don't think the Giants do it again. The Giants are one of those teams that's built to win a postseason. They are not a particularly great regular season team. Like what you're talking about, those ground and pound teams would beat the shit out of the Giants. The only thing that keeps the Giants in those games is Eli so fucking good lately. Like, he can really rack up some points. But defensively, the Giants exist to disrupt elite quarterbacks. If you're just like, I'm going to run, I'm not particularly scared of the Giants defense in that situation.
Yeah, no, like the Eagles did all right against them.
Yeah. So. Oh, God, my NFC pick. Certainly not your fucking 49ers. Sorry about that, buddy.
I'm a free agent fan at this point. I couldn't give
two shits
about.
That was a one and done. That was a one and done. I don't even know if they make the postseason.
They got lucky. What do you think is going to happen with the Saints? I mean, like, they're so constricted
this year. I think
they're screwed.
Saints could be my pick, I'll be honest.
Really?
For real?
Oh, they could do chip on the shoulder type shit.
They do have that who dat mentality.
I don't know. Is that like some Black Thug thing?
No,
was very
it's a Louisiana thing, because I did go to college down there, so it's... Who dat saying they're gonna beat them Saints?
I know that shit. It's great because then you get to throw it in their fucking face afterwards. You're like, who dat? It was the Redskins just now.
Wait, whatever. They
who
were
more
the
recently
most...
won a Super Bowl? Like,
I'm just
who
saying.
Are you to
the Skins beat them their Super Bowl year.
Dude, DC is so hard up for decent football, and it's just so pathetic to watch you guys like getting up hard about RG3.
I'm not gonna get hard for shit until something big happens.
I love him, but like I was talking to my friend the other day about the Chris Cooley cut, and he was like, "Oh, all those people with the jerseys are gonna be so sad." I was like, "Yeah," and then like I was thinking about like everyone with the Portis jerseys. And, like, now RG3, like, he just came out, and everyone's like, gotta get his shit, gotta get his shit. Give him, like, a little time to
the
prove
Cooley
themselves.
Jersey, it's, like, half of the Cooley jerseys are, like, white broads. It's the one jersey they get to wear where their dude's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
like, she puts on the Portis jersey, just be like, you coal burner slut.
I buy kid sizes, okay? So, boys size.
Oh, you do that, and you don't do the... pink girls jersey.
No, I actually like football because I understand it, not because I want to get drunk and talk to boys about it.
That's part of where the league is going, by the way. I think they want to dumb it down so the casual, especially female fan, can do
it's
that.
It's true. It's okay. I don't know everything. I like it, though. But.
It's like democracy, though. I mean, American democracy is just like, what do we have to say in order to just belittle everyone's intelligence? Hey, Medicare is great. Like, we're going to keep that, but we're going to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to maintain these two seemingly inconsistent positions because we think that's going to win the Republican presidency.
Mitt Romney, like, write Obamacare?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's now trying to appear very hardcore conservative.
The worst possible candidate from that party was selected.
This is why I'm Ben Franklin Republican.
I'm just Democrat. I'm anti-corporate. That's how I feel. I'm not even particularly like Democrat. I just anyone who will rein in corporations because corporations are fucking evil.
But so are taxes. So is government. Like, it's not just
government's
all.
Pretty
everyone
shit.
Fucking yeah. says that shit. Like, the Republicans come in and our taxes are halved.
Hold on.
And government controls repealed. I'm like, nothing changes in terms of the bad things in your life. All I notice is when the right is in control, like, corporations get to do really bad shit really quickly.
So like, does the government.
The government, but it's not going to change. No Republican comes in and then just starts cutting government jobs. Like, okay. It just doesn't happen.
I was going to say, think about this. We live in D.C., so you guys know people that work in the government,
yes.
right? What do they do? What do they do at their job?
My mom busts her fucking ass.
Okay,
I
well,
hate
maybe,
that stereotype.
Maybe even when like 5% of people.
Even when you know people who work hard. In the D.C. area at their jobs. They come home with the stories of people asleep in their offices.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people that just coast. But again, I'm fine with cutting those people. I don't give a shit.
But they can't, like, touch them. It's like...
They have a constitutional right. I'm not even kidding. Like, you have a due process. Like,
well, that's that what I'm saying. So it's like people want to act like the right will come into power and then just have these, like, job hearings for every person. It's like, we're cutting the fat, blah, blah, blah. No, none of that shit happens.
We're cutting the fat asshole.
All that happens is, like, right wing comes to power... And then some, like, Indian kid out in Arizona is run over because, like, a trucker for Walmart is now allowed to legally drive 48 hours in a row. That's the only fucking change I noticed. Because no one gives a shit to help through, like, you know, poor people and their legislation, all that crap. So either party gets in, nothing really changes for the fucking poor. The rich people have all the money in the world to make shit happen and make it happen fast. So if anyone from the right comes in, it's like, all right, man, 3 months, this shit's getting changed. That's it. That's all I notice. So I'm just anti-corporate. Like, if you actually came in, you're like, fucking shit taxes, you can smoke weed, like, get abortions on the fucking street, I'd be like, yeah, Republicans, you goddamn rock. That's amazing. But nothing changes in terms of personal freedoms when Republicans come to power. That's just my take. And it's ignorant as shit. I'm not, like, a government guy whatsoever. Like, you want to call me a moron? You know what? I am a fucking moron. And good, you know, good you have the balls to call me out on it. But that's just me as a casual observer to it. That's what I walk away with.
Are you salivating a little right now?
All the time. are you kidding? I've been, like, coughing up shit for 2 weeks. I don't know if it's because I've been chain smoking and I just...
Yeah, you have been smoking.
Well, I quit maybe like 3 days ago.
Thank God.
Like, I've been going, you know, I did my breakup shit about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and I kind of, my little friend is the fucking, the filtered nipple in those tough times in life, and I've just been sucking them down, but I quit maybe 3 days ago, because it's like, fine, you know what, enough's enough, and I've been just lunging shit up ever since, and I don't know if it's got to be the cigarettes, it's like 99.99% the cigarettes. And then
maybe
the other,
0.01%
like,
AIDS. Maybe.
Exactly. And then that little smidge is like, maybe the bitch gave me AIDS. And then you're like, you know what? If I've got AIDS, it means that cunt has AIDS, so she's going to get it. You know, maybe it's worth it.
Should we transition into the...
Well, it's exactly. It's like the stink palm speech from Mallrats, where Brody goes on about, like, wedging your hand in your ass to then shake someone else's hand.
Oh,
and make his
that.
Hand smell like asshole for a week. And he's like, yeah, but... doesn't your own hand smell like ass? And he replies, a small price to pay for the smiting of one's enemies. And I always thought that was a great line. Am I hoping that I have AIDS so that my ex has AIDS? No. That's a large price to pay for the smiting of someone that I won't really care about in a couple of weeks or whatever. But, you know, it's better than, like, having AIDS because I was walking through Baltimore and stepped on a syringe.
Oh, God.
Right? At least I'm taking someone out with me. That's how I view it.
By the way, why do I always see, like, white kids passed out on benches? I know they're on heroin, but, like, if they were black, you know, in Baltimore, I think someone would have taken care of them. But
well,
it's, like,
of course.
It's what, so
like
ridiculous.
A street sweeper or a dog catcher for the stray Negroes? What are you getting at?
Because, like, these kids go to Baltimore, these little, like, rich shits that, like, are mad at mommy and daddy, so they're like, we're going to do heroin now. Let's go to Baltimore.
What lighthearted hygiene. We're going to go to this fucking squat house you saw on season 3 of The Wire.
Like,
put
you,
the venom in our
did
veins.
Did you Google map that?
Heroin's not a joke drug. That was always really creepy to me in the mid-90s where it was like, I want to do heroin like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. And it's like, no, that's not fun.
No, just smoke opium.
He dies on the shitter. Didn't you watch the rest of the movie? That's what happens to
oh,
a junkie.
Does it really?
Well, you've never seen Pulp Fiction?
I have, but I don't remember it that well. I just remember the stupid Royale with cheese line that he says.
Oh, there's nothing stupid about Royale with cheese. You sound like an idiot for calling it stupid, but we'll agree to disagree and move forward.
I only went to McDonald's in France, and it was terrible.
I went to it in Greece. They had a gyro burger. And
was it good?
I didn't eat it. I think it I just had the really fries good. Or some shit.
Actually,
what's wrong with you?
I thought you got a piece of the register girl. Hey.
No, she worked at this...
You're Greek, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't really speak the language, but no, as a...
I think Come to America with Me
she
translates.
Was, yeah, exactly. green card. She worked at the gyro stand. There was like a fast food gyro stand. I didn't fuck any McDonald's broads.
All right.
And I didn't get... I, like, fooled around.
Yeah.
I Trust me.
What
no
impressed
little...
me, though, is, like, you really couldn't communicate with her.
Not so much, no. Yeah. There's not, like, a little me running around Greece, though. That would be awesome, because I know that we don't have child support agreements with Greece. So, like, I...
you did that, like, for
five,
sure.
5 seconds after my AIDS talk, so why wear a condom while over there? And vice versa, if you ever need to escape child support payments, go to Greece. Sure, the economy's in the tanker, but... The women on average were, like, really good looking. And I'm not saying that because I'm Greek. I usually hate Greek women because they in some way remind me of my mother. But you would go out and there were just these, like, skinny but curvy, like, little fucking, like, just hoary pack of hounds on the prowl for cock.
Man, like, I'm here for a euro right now.
You just you walk around the shores of Crete, and it's just like these skinny girls with like full C cups and these round asses.
That's money.
Just looking like they're prowling for dick. It's great. Just these cock hungry jackals
with curly hair.
There was a lot of blondes actually in the mix, huh. Even on the fucking islands.
Yes,
but they have like really curly hair. A lot of Greek girls, right? It's
more than average. I'll say this: I was always blown away that. You would notice shit about them that, like, it sounds like some guy trying to get laid where you'd be like, wow, look at her eyes. Look at her hair. It was just shit I never say in America. In America, I'm like, well, her big fat tits are bigger than her big fat gut. So that's nice. That worked out. But over there, yeah, it's just, like, skinny women that look, like, elegant. You'd almost feel guilty as, like, you blew a load on them. So to Chris Humphreys?
Yeah.
Please.
Well, Chris Humphreys.
May I?
Oh, yes. This will be your gossip corner. You get to be the girl doing the gossip. We're the first people in the history of radio who have ever done this. Do we have a name for this shitty bit? Or
let's call it the shitty bit of celebrity.
That's not improv. You just repeated what I said.
I was Googling and trying at the same time. It's very hard.
Arena's unprepared gossip corner. How's that?
We'll
there we go. I like that.
All right. Well, do you need to go to thesuperficial.com? Whoops. Did I spoil our source? I hate how these fucking shows. It was like Cain and Sarah and crap.
I listen to Cain and
Sarah. Oh my God. This is actually a really good story. The mom.
Oh, that tan lady with all the drag queens and shit. I hate seeing drag queens because at a fucking distance, like, you just
see
really
pretty
big fucking tits. Yeah, dude. You're like, oh, my dick moved.
I did a drag show once. I look really fucking good as a woman. Like, I would be really popular in prison.
Why do you lower that boom, like, 55 minutes into an episode?
Hopefully you're a good enough lawyer to keep yourself out of prison.
One would hope.
Doing this in Fallujah? It's not illegal to dress like a woman. But why were you doing a drag show?
Like, I've never... To support the gays.
Do you have, just, like a bunch of gay friends I don't know about?
Well, I went to law school. Like, you realize that there's a disproportionate number of gay people in law school. Because guess what?
Like show business?
They don't have fucking rights. Like, yeah.
There's a bunch of Jews and gays. It really is show business.
It's just like in the 50s, a whole bunch of black people showed up at law school. Because they're like, you know what sucks? America. We're going to fuck some shit up. Same thing happening right now at law schools with gays. So
good.
Yeah, good for
Should
them.
Be. I'm like... People need to stop being second class citizens. Bullshit.
The hard part is getting gay judges. Like, Virginia just blocked a gay judge. So, I mean,
really?
Part
Are you
of
saying
the problem
it's hard
is...
to get? It's.
It's fucking fourth grade. Get out of the entire joke. Come on.
No,
we're better than
the judge
that.
Does help. I'll tell you.
Gays are pretty easy to get. Hard.
I don't know. I thought they were really picky, actually. Like, I'm really lucky I'm not gay. Because I get to do that, like, slovenly Jim Belushi, you know, the fucking sitcom guy, the Kevin James. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm a piece of shit, but I fuck hot women.
Now, like, you were of a body type where...
You have a body type.
You would be of the category known as Nelly Bottom. I think that would be your only successful.
Oh, I'd have to be a fucking Nelly Bottom? Like,
I don't
know. That means I have to, like, mince? Like, I can't even be, like, a manly power bottom?
I have a lot of gay friends, and they tell me that, like, a lot of dudes... always want to be the bottom, like,
really,
which I think is weird.
Well, it's easier. Sex is just an effort. Like, the bottom would be okay because then you get to, like, just put on Daily Show and get fucked in your ass
while you fold the laundry.
Yeah, it just seems like relaxing if you're into that. You just fucking take a Quaalude like it's 1973 yeah. all
no,
over.
It's,
that's
not right. They get this at the porn shop.
Do your poppers.
Yeah,
spread
poppers.
Your asshole. Yeah. Do your amyl nitrate. Relax your sphincter. I don't know,
yeah.
man.
Actually, yeah.
One of my friends made me sniff that stuff. It's actually pretty relaxing.
Poppers. That is right, though. Like, I do have a fat gay friend who doesn't get laid, and he said the only way it happens is, like, he's never bottom. The only guys who, like, ever go home with him insist that
he tops.
Yeah.
That's really
And he's disgusting.
Weird.
Well, man, yeah, because foul. If you're getting topped, you don't have to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of...
Like, guys never get that joy. Like, you're always facing in some capacity the woman you're fucking because you're cocking your eyes. They're on the same face. But like,
that's why women
dude,
like doggy style so much.
Yeah, dude, getting pounded in the ass. Yeah, you could just turn away.
I don't even want to look at you right now.
Yeah. You're like, carry on, Brad Pitt. Total
no, that's
power
a tough
of
scene,
imagination.
Keep it down on the TV on.
You don't have a six pack, like you're gonna have a tough time competing on the gay scene.
It's weird to me because I've heard people just causally explain it, like they see that fact, and then they walk away and they're like, "Well, it's like such a small community, like of course it's hyper competitive." I'm like, that flies in the face of logic to me. Like to me, if it's a small community, like you fucking embrace anyone who's part of that community.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, fatso, you fuck me tonight. Yeah. I'm sick of the three good looking guys doing it.
I've heard a lot of lesbian communities are like that, actually. It's just like whenever a new lesbian shows up on a scene, everybody's like, oh, he gets
don't
her.
Don't even get me.
They give her a key to their apartment
the
right away.
The lesbian communities. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Fucking, I've heard legends of the lesbians where it's like, oh, we went out on one date. You want to get married?
Yeah.
Let's God. Move to a state where it's legal.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be the fucking grandma and grandma up on the hill. You ever notice that? It's never like the butchy lesbians. You never find like the young ones living together. It's like every lesbian couple just automatically ages 40 years. They're just like
they're just
72 years old. I don't know. It's weird as shit. Anyhow, we got the guy peeking in to tell us to wrap it up. So do your celeb shit. You can
There's
do it fast.
So much good stuff.
Hold on.
And this is even
we got 9:40. Fuck him.
Yeah, go
fuck
yourself,
like,
dude.
15 minutes. So do it fast, though.
All right. Chris Humphries gave Kayla Goldberg allegedly.
Tease it. I'm gonna do some radio basics with you on the air.
Okay.
Tell me who Chris Humphries is, why I care about him.
Chris Humphries is the ex-husband of Kim Kardashian.
Briefly.
72 days they were married.
The half Negro.
We're not really sure
Chris
what
Humphries.
He is. He might
he's
just
not
be
black. His dad, I think, is like a light skinned black.
I think his dad is Obama, actually.
that was offensive to me. Sorry. They don't all look alike. Jeez. Move on. So Chris was married to
that
Kim.
People that way. I don't know what you're talking
for
about.
For 72 days. And they are still like...
They're in a battle. They're in a battle royale.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, she
ugly.
Served papers.
She got the papers, but the server, I guess, is that what they're called? The
sure.
person that brings the papers? He... sent them to Kanye at her house.
Oh.
To trick her. And he brought in like a Bloomingdale's box or something.
Okay.
So women get confused when they see name brands.
Oh, just like, shit, that I can open. Yay. I'm a greedy pig. Oink.
And then that guy was like, you just got served, bitch. And
nice.
Rolled out.
Damn right.
I heard he added a yo.
Called the paparazzi. Like, and then it was over.
The whole thing is, though, it's an ugly thing. And he's alleging, and it seems like this could easily be the case, that... it was a sham marriage.
It looks like it. It looks like it.
She kind of got married just for the sake of that
publicity.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
That show's actually really good.
My mom watches it too. But continue. Now we've established these characters.
Now we know who we're playing.
Now
with.
That you've put the lube on, ease it in.
So,
we've done our poppers.
So, Chris Humphries apparently dated other chicks before he married Kim Kardashian.
One would
no.
think.
No.
And he was, I think he still plays for the Timberwolves.
He's been traded around.
Isn't
he's
a just, net right now? Or
he's garbage that was like part of the Dwight Howard deal that fell through. And then somebody else, I think, used him in a trade. He's fodder.
I think Kim Kardashian sucks souls out of athletes because after she's done with them, they're like done.
He sucked
oh,
before,
just
though.
Women in general.
Like, he's nobody before her.
Who the fuck? Hank Basket. That poor bastard.
Aw.
And
yeah.
his woman with the big fake cans, Kendra.
She really isn't that hot in the face. You were
no,
right.
I'm absolutely with you. Like, she's,
I like her personality. There,
she's a pair of tits. She's a pair of fake tits.
What a great pair of fake tits. My gosh.
They're a good pair of fake tits. Yeah. But people like sleep on fake tits all the time. I'm going to sound a little like Will here. They're great in real life. Like,
my friend last night was like, I would never marry a chick with fake tits.
Shut
I
the fuck up,
once.
Friend.
Right?
Shut the fuck up. How many fucking lies are going to come out of your lie hole?
I was like,
that's what I'd call his mouth after that. It's not a mouth. It's a house of lies.
He's no prize pig himself. I was
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Whatever.
So fuck you double, you lying yeah. piece of shit. They look weird in porn. You see them in person.
By weird, you mean you're beautiful?
I'm not big on fake tits in porn. It's just one of those things that you see them in person and it's like you can't fucking turn away.
I
remember there was my last day in Vegas. I was out front of the fountains of the Bellagio. And at about 11 a.m., this drunk brunette and her not as drunk kind of blonde friend show up. And the brunette has just the biggest, fakest tees I've ever seen and a skirt like up to her fucking third rib.
Nice.
And these black panties, because I just stared obsessively at her crotch along with like half the strip. Like cars were slowing down to look at this girl in Vegas. She was that much of a knockout. And she and the friend are just passed out drunk in front of the Bellagio. And
what?
Anytime they nod off so they can't look, like guys just lean in, fucking staring at these big fake tits, like 6 inches from them. It was
That's
the most
awesome.
Beautiful thing I've ever seen.
And saddest at the same time.
No, it was just great because like she was so drunk, she'd kind of like hunch over and like almost be presenting her ass. And you'd just see the panties from behind.
Wait,
and,
she
like,
was asleep?
Literally, she was so shit-faced at 11 a.m. She was nodding in and out of consciousness. And like cars were slowing down on the strip. And it's like 20 feet easily from the strip to the Bellagio. And she was so goddamn hot, people would see her through the fucking trees and slow their roll to take a look at this ass and these huge tits. Because it was like the most low-cut black top, just barely holding these fucking tits in. And like my brother and I were just like, I don't think we moved for 90 minutes.
It's a family moment.
I was just like, until they fucking left, I was like, what the fuck else am I going to do with my day that compares to this? The fucking shit volcanoes in front of the Mirage? Screw that.
Like, this show's free.
Yeah.
The Tigers at the MGM.
Eat all that shit. This is just the greatest fucking tits, like, just fighting to spill out of this top on this drunken girl. It was just everything beautiful in America.
Sounds like that
Continue.
Top should have won an AVN award. Okay, so Chris Humphries allegedly had unprotected sex with a woman who claims he gave her the herpaderp, also
herpes.
Known as herpes.
So this girl, what's her name again?
Kayla Goldberg.
Sounds like one of your tribe. Am I missing something? She could be Swedish, too.
She does
too.
Sound like...
I never got that, like, the wrestler Goldberg. Was his thing he was Swedish? Because I thought, like, the wrestler Goldberg, like, his whole shtick would be, like, he had the fucking curly, huge sideburns and shit. Like, I saw his picture years later. I was never really into wrestling at that time. And I was like, he's just this white guy with a shaven head. He looks exactly like Steve Austin or whatever. But,
Goldberg.
Yeah, Goldberg.
I know. I was
just
excited. There's like a Jewish wrestler. I was like, oh, maybe.
Yeah, like he gets all litigious in the ring. Like, oh, don't hit me, I'll sue.
Did he really? That's awesome.
No, he didn't. That'd be great shtick, though. Like a Jewish wrestler, just fucking like I'm not gonna, rumble on the Sabbath.
I think a lot of. No, I mean, it's WWE. I think it would upset a lot of their fan base to realize that Goldberg is a Jewish name. The possibility of him not being a Gentile would horribly offend so many of the wrestling fans in this great country of ours.
Yeah, I just that would have been like hilarious. Like he just does a heel turn coming out and Israeli flags and shit like that. I'm dying. He's got the yarmulke.
He's
wrestling.
Got the Hava Nagila playing.
Yeah,
Hava Nagila.
How many black wrestlers were there before The Rock?
The Rock isn't black. He's Hawaiian.
I barely count The Rock.
I barely count him, too.
Yeah.
It's like Samoan or something.
Oh, God.
But after that, after him, I think the only like
Fuck.
Notable
I remember
one.
Booker T.
Oh,
how
yeah.
offensive is it that his name was Booker
that's,
T?
Yeah.
That's
you might as well call him Spookadoop or something.
Oh, my God. Did he hit people with books?
Virgil. Terrible. I know Virgil was like the
awful.
Million-dollar man's boy. Like, literally,
yeah,
not in, like, boys,
terrible,
like,
yeah.
oh, we're boy sense. Like, fucking fetch me that boy.
Yeah, no, there was that. That was terrible.
So, Virgil, shit. I'm not remembering many, man.
That's it. I think we got the list. Like, it's still all about Booker T.
Oh, no. Well, oh, God damn it. Jimmy Superfly Snuka. He was he was big, but he was like the 70s.
Yeah, no,
the closest thing. I mean, there was like one per decade. Is the Macho Man Randy Savage, because he just was just so tan.
Yeah. Just like a leather couch in the ring come to life.
And then he would do those Slim Jim commercials, and it's like, where's Slim Jim start? Yeah.
So, Arena, the whole thing with this chick claiming that Humphreys gave her herp is that it's a win-win, because if he did give her herpes,
apparently, then either Kim Kardashian has it, or if she doesn't, that means they never consummated the marriage, and it makes the prenup nullified. Is that the word?
It means the whole marriage was a sham. He can pretty much do whatever the fuck he wants.
And then he gets a bunch of her money.
He gets to sue the shit out of that fat Armenian ass. That big, fat, fake Armenian ass.
I'm pretty sure he hit it, though.
I think it's real.
No, it's fake as fuck. I'd stake everything on that. I'd stake every dollar I've ever made off Papa's Basement on that. Safest bet I've ever made.
I thought it was fake, too. But then, like, I watched the show, and her mom's got a bit of badonk.
They have a bit. And the Courtney, which is the one that isn't a Sasquatch.
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney's got some ass. But Kim's is just like, she fucking lipoed her sides and had that ass or that fat fed into her ass. Like, it's simple.
Like, wouldn't that leave the area?
I don't know. I feel like I'm watching quiz show like in the 50s. And I'm like, it's just rigged, you dummies. And everyone's like, no, it's not. No, I'm seeing through the Matrix on this one.
Her boobs are definitely real, though.
No, her tits are fake, too. Yeah, exactly. They're tastefully done fakes. Like, she had pretty big ones before. That's the secret. Like, be born with pretty big tits and then make them slightly bigger, ladies. That's the secret to a good implant.
Can't just
work with what you got.
Yeah, I hate it when you get like an A cup and it goes to a D and I really just like feel the rib meat in between is going to give and just make this fucking weird cyclops tit. Because that can happen, by the way.
I was actually telling I'm in physical therapy right now, and the guy doing my physical therapy, he was telling me about how he went to Mardi Gras one year. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was there that year. There's this girl on my balcony. She just got her tits done. And they, like, did that thing. Like, she was definitely, like, an A cup before to, like, a D. It just looked terrible. Like, the skin was so tight. And, like, her nipples, like, the doctor fucked up her nipples. And they looked like they were cross-eyed. Pointing and
Glass Joe taking a punch to the face.
She could not, like, keep her shirt on. Like, so people were just pelting, like, wads of beads at us, like, hitting our head.
Oh, if you have implants and you're bashful at all about pulling out your tits, just jump off a fucking cliff like a weak Spartan baby.
Trash to be bashful.
Yeah, I don't know. If you have fake tits, that's like public property at that point. Just pulling out at all times.
You have a public obligation.
Yeah, you must show everybody.
Well, oh my god, it actually kicked in. I think we can wrap up.
I think we have so much more to go. We did so good.
Yeah, but we gotta exit around 10. The staff actually looks like they want us out at 10 tonight. I'm fine with that. We got, what, Louis to watch tonight? It's Thursday.
No, yeah, it is.
Some shit to go home to. So, Howard and Arena, thank you. What do you guys want to plug? Either of you, do your plugs and shit.
Oh, I'm doing some stand-up comedy in New York City.
Nice. Yeah. You lied your way onto the stage.
Nobody needs to know about that. September 15th, I'll be at the Metropolitan.
Why don't you send them some Papa's Basement episodes as proof you're funny?
Okay.
And then just link to my Twitter.
They didn't ask me for any proof. I don't need to, like, deny or, you know, make them believe that I'm not anymore
just
funny.
Just put my shit out there. Read between the lines.
I will.
All right. And your Twitter handle?
At Girl Knows Sports.
Girl Knows Sports. That's actually a really easy one to keep track
like
of.
Kind of like mine.
Now, opposite end of things, Howard, your Twitter handle is?
Epexegetical. Yeah. You know how to spell that, people. It's
a
little late for
you
me to
You tweeted
do it.
Me. We were having a Twitter conversation last night, and I was like, who is this?
Like, if he hasn't tweeted me, and it's like in my last 30 at replies, I just can't talk to him because I have to find his picture. And then click reply, because I don't know his fucking handle. And he's like, oh, my damn show. And I've known the guy since he was 10. And just make it Howard Knows Sports. I don't know. It's simple.
I don't think I can change it anymore, right? Like,
yeah,
once you commit it, it's
it.
Done.
You can
change them every 3 seconds. I don't think you're locked in at all. I'm at Papa's Basement. That's pretty simple. Like the website should be, except not. But you're not going to go to that other website and drive up its Google ranking. You're going to go to inpapasbasement.com. My name's John Papa Giorgio. Hope you enjoyed the show. Again, inpapasbasement.com for the Facebook link, the iTunes link, pretty much everything you need to get a hold of us. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.